From Quality Radio Productions, it's The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell, getting the hour underway with a classic from George Benson on guitar. From 1966 and the George Benson Cookbook, with Lonnie Smith on organ, Ronnie Cuber, baritone sax, and either Jimmy Lovelace, Marion Brooker Jr., or Ray Lucas on drums. At the time, George playing in a style very much inspired by the likes of Charlie Christian and Wes Montgomery. It's the opening track, The Cooker.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a lesser-known piece from Sting, Tea on the Sahara, the name of the track, as played by Italian trumpeter Flavio Boltro, originally appearing on his album Roadrunner. It's also available as part of the compilation Blue Note Plays Sting, part of the Blue Note Plays series of compilations, the album featuring music from both his solo career and from his tenure with the Police. Other performers interpreting his music include Diane Reeves, Kurt Elling, Bob Balden, Freddie Hubbard, and Rick Margitza, among others. Again, the album, Blue Note Plays Sting. Before that, pianist Warren Bernhardt and his trio from 1983, with Eddie Gomez on bass and Peter Erskine on drums, the album self-titled The Warren Bernhardt Trio, we heard William John. And we began the set and also the hour with George Benson from his days exclusively as an instrumentalist on guitar, the album The George Benson Cookbook from 1966. We heard The Cooker. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with a classic from Eddie Chamblee on tenor sax. For decades, Eddie was a fixture on the Chicago swing, jazz, and R&B scenes. He has collaborated with the likes of Lionel Hampton and Dinah Washington. He and Ms. Washington were even married for a brief time. We'll go back to 1957 for the album Chamblee Music. Eddie on tenor sax here, Charles Davis on baritone sax, Joe Newman and Johnny Coles, trumpet, Julian Priester, trombone, Jack Wilson, piano, Richard Evans, bass, and either Charlie Persip or Ossie Johnson on drums. This is the standard, Without a Song. We'll be right back.
Did he need a stronger hand? Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I rough? Did I give enough? Or did I give too much? At the moment that he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today, were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man and forget the child? And there must have been a million things that my heart forgot to say. Think of one or two. If he walked into my life today, should I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame I never really found the boy before I lost him. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd, all too lush and loud, and not enough of me? Would I ask myself my whole life long, what went wrong along the way? The same mistakes if he walked into my life today, if that boy with the bugle walked into my life.
That's music from Red Garland on piano from the album Soul Burnin'. The album, released in 1964 initially as an LP on Prestige, containing two different sessions from 1960 and 1961. The 1960 sessions being a quintet, the 1961 sessions being a trio, each with different personnel. On that track, you heard Red Garland on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. We heard Rocks in My Bed. The CD reissue of this release contains a bonus track from 1959 with Red Garland, Doug Watkins, and Spex Wright. Before that, the vocal in the set came from Jen Hsu, S-H-Y-U. She's born to parents from Taiwan and East Timor. She is an award-winning jazz singer, multi-instrumentalist, producer, and even dancer. We listened to a track from her album For Now on her own 4AM music label, and on that track she was accompanied by Dee Spencer on piano. Other tracks also feature other musicians helping out on sax, bass, and percussion. We heard If He Walked In to My Life. And we began the set with Eddie Chamblee on tenor sax from 1957, the album Chamblee Music. We heard Without a Song. You are listening to The Jazz Scene from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with The Jazz Scene, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more info about The Jazz Scene, such as detailed show playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes in the series at your leisure, then you'll want to visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is The Jazz Scene, show number 1613. We're here with the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with a live track from pianist Hal Gulper and his quintet, a session recorded at the club Rosie's in New Orleans in 1978. Hal Gulper on piano, joined by both of the Brecker brothers, Michael on tenor sax and Randy on trumpet, with Wayne Dockery on bass and Bob Moses on drums. This set, a bit of a departure from the usual funk, R&B, and fusion that the Breckers were known for in the late 70s, as this is a purely acoustic, straight-ahead date, and this is a Hal Gulper original, the title track from the album Children of the Night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Children's song, given a jazz treatment, that was indeed Pop Goes the Weasel, as played by Hank Garland on guitar. Hank Garland was better known as a session musician in the world of country music, having performed with the likes of Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline, among others, but he released a handful of jazz albums throughout his career as well. From 1960, the album Subtle Swing, with a young Gary Burton on vibes, Bill Purcell piano, Bob Moore bass, and Doug Kirkham on drums. Selected tracks from that album have been reissued as part of a reissue of another classic album, the second solo album from Gary Burton from 1962, Who Is Gary Burton, the name of that release. There are bonus tracks from the Subtle Swing session from Hank Garland, and also from another early 60s session from drummer Joe Morello called It's About Time, all of them featuring the then young up-and-coming vibes player Gary Burton. The Hal Galper Quintet before that, featuring both Michael and Randy Brecker, recorded in New Orleans in 1978, we heard Children of the Night from the album of the same name, out on the Double Time label. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.